Yeah.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, we can.
You are good. All right.
Good to see you.
Call this meeting to order. Planning Commission hearing and meetings currently July 8th, 2026 at 6 p.m. We'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Lee Craylish here.
Dan Harsh here.
Bradley Farrar here.
Garth Hood here.
Stuart Redding here.
Any conflicts of interest disclosed?
Nope. Yeah, I'm related to Rick Trimmer.
Okay.
Item number 9. I am for the item, but I feel like being related, I can't vote on it.
Okay. Thank you. All right, moving to hearings. I'll open up a hearing in item number 1. Ordinance O-2026-17, adopt title 110255, boundary adjustments. Comments, anyone online? I will close the hearing in item number 1, ordinance O-2026-17, to adopt title 110255, boundary adjustments. Open up the hearing in item number 2, simple lot subdivision application for AV-1331. Any comments, anyone online? All right. I will close the hearing out for item number 2, simple lot subdivision application for AV-1331. Open up a hearing on item number 3, simple lot subdivision application for AV-1329F and AV-1329G. Any comments, anyone online? I will close the hearing out on item number 3, simple lot subdivision application for AV-1329F and AV-1329G, and open up a hearing on item number 4, simple lot subdivision application for AV-1328A. Any comments, anyone online? All right, I will close out the hearing. Item number 4, simple lot subdivision application for AV-1328A. Move into discussion and possible action on item number 5, ordinance O-2026-17, to adopt title 11.02055, boundary adjustments. So the reason behind this is Jenna actually noticed that we didn't have any good ordinances for boundary adjustments while we had some for lot splits and the paperwork for that. So Jenna actually went and kind of handled this all for us and came up with this ordinance. So now we have some rules and some guidelines in place for boundary adjustments that we didn't have before. I read through it. I like everything. I think it looks good. It's pretty straightforward. But if you guys have any comments on it, now would be the time.
And what type of boundary adjustments?
Maybe like lot line adjustments, right?
Just yeah, basically it's just mirrors of all the state codes that we follow anyway. So we're just here, so I was going
to mention that. What type of things would predicate a lot of adjustment if the roads were online, misaligned, or?
Yeah, or even if someone like had two lots and wanted to change the size of the two, they're not making a new lot, they're just moving lot lines.
Okay, they can make one bigger or smaller.
Yeah. Right, Tana, any other?
It prevents like anybody being landlocked or anything like that, because then we just have the Planning Commission kind of have the authority to make sure that, you know, they could see the plan, stuff like that before.
Yeah, because as it is right now, I don't think we really see them. We're supposed to.
Yeah.
And we don't have
no, I was going to say, in all my time here, I have never seen.
Yeah, we're supposed to, so this should clear that up.
There's a state code that Bradley actually, as the Planning Commission authority, has to sign it, but it doesn't have to come through Planning Commission. But now I think this will make it kind of come through Planning Commission a little bit.
Yeah, it's tighter.
Yeah, a little tighter.
Yeah. I like it. Thank you, Jenna. Thank you for doing it. All right.
I'll make a motion to approve ordinance O-2026-17 final 11.02.055 boundary adjustment.
Second.
Motion second. Let's take a vote.
Aye.
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 Motion carried. On to item number 6, simple lot subdivision application for AV-1331. This is Aaron Stout at the Gooseberry Lodges. I don't know if you guys remember, he came in about 6 months ago, did a preliminary plat for an event center. We approved it. He since realized he needed a bit more space for parking, and he bought 2 acres next door and then ordered it. And when he did that, they did a lot split, and he was not aware, I guess at the time, that he needed to do a lot split application. So we told him he had to come back in and do it. This isn't, you know, giving me any zoning or anything. It's still OST. It's none of that. It's just we're kind of fixing the mistake that was made. As of now, you know, it can't be built on. It can't be anything. It's just an OST lot.
Right.
But he's still allowed to do his parking there, right?
Yeah, that's my understanding. Preliminary right now is what he told us is it'd be the parking they put in. That's fine, but we're not, you know, there's no zone change on it right now. We're not going to allow you to expand your building. You know, he still has to follow his preliminary plat, everything. Yeah. This doesn't change that. I made that very clear with him. It's just fixing the lot split that you
have. Because I recall that lot, we kind of questioned the parking on it in the first.
We did. Pretty tight. Yeah. So as long we kind of left with him is that as long as you know you can't change anything, you have to know that, stick to the preliminary plat, everything that we approved, and he was good with it, so he came in and did the application. So
I'll make a motion that we approve the simple lot application AB-1331 for Aaron Stout.
Second.
Motion second, let's take a vote.
Aye.
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 Motion carries. On to item number 7. Simple lot subdivision application for AV1329F and AV1329G. This is kind of a similar situation. The Wells had bought this property, and it was originally a 160-acre parcel. They bought 80 acres and bought another 80. And the original owner, when he did this, lot split it. But now that the Wells own it, we've asked them, hey, like, you need to come in and fix this. This needs to be corrected. And they've been, of course, willing to help and willing to come in and do it. Same thing, it's zoned OST, not giving any zoning or anything like that. It's just the previous owner made it 280-acre parcels, and now they're having to come in and fix kind of the mistake, but they are fixing it and cooperating, so that's nice. So we'll just have, after this, it'll just be 280-acre parcels that are OST. So not really a lot changing, but they're just doing what's necessary. You guys got any questions? I actually think they're on here right now online if we have any questions, but I think it's pretty straightforward. You guys good with it?
Yeah. All right. Just to the east of there.
Yeah, it's actually a little lower than where their subdivision is.
Sort of behind Walter's
place. Yeah, more behind Walter's place, okay. Yeah. But, yeah. All right, then you go ahead.
Yeah, are we approving?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll make a motion that we approve the simple lot subdivision application AV1329-F, AV1329-G, the lot split for TLW Investments, LLC.
Second.
Motion second, take a vote.
Aye.
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 Motion carried. On to item number 8. Simple lot subdivision application for AB1328A. This is about a 60-acre parcel. It's right at the end of Daybreak Mesa. They are splitting up into two parcels. No road going through, nothing like that. I did talk with the engineer, Zach, that when we had this whole water issue go on, our engineer, Nate at Sunrise, recommend that a possible outcome is to take the water line up Main Street and connect it over to the water line on Daybreak Mesa. So I already talked with Zach and told him that part of this was we would say that we need a 26-foot public utility easement to connect Main Street to Daybreak Mesa, however they see fit. We don't really care. Obviously, shortest route's better for us, but whatever works. And they said that'd be no problem. Everything else on it seems good to me. That was the only thing. And so if we make a motion, we'll just have to clarify in the motion that we need that easement, but
why don't you do the motion then?
All right. Anyone have any?
But I got some comments on that one. This one was brought up before, slightly different, and they were going to pass it through into Main Street. I'm glad they stopped it from going into Main Street. I know there's a lot of public sentiment in the town about going from connecting with that Main Street on that, and I'd like to have some sort of a wording where we have to have an impact study before they can ever connect it if in the future to Main Street.
Okay. Yeah, Matt, they've been very easy to work with. They've made whatever changes we need, so I don't see a problem with that, but we could definitely put something like that in the motion.
Okay. Yeah, I just know there's a huge public sentiment about connecting up to that, so I just want to make sure we have as much protection as we can.
Okay. Anyone else have any Questions or comments for the engineer or the applicant? If not, I'll make a motion. All right, then I will make a motion. We approve the simple lot subdivision application for AB1328A, pending they give us a 26-foot wide public utility easement connecting Main Street to Daybreak Mesa. And if in the future there's ever an interest of connecting that road, that there is an impact study done and we understand what that could be like.
Second.
Motion second. Let's take a vote.
Aye.
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 Motion carries.
Thank you, Brad.
Thank you. All right, on to item number 9, conditional use permit application for Rick Trimmer. He's requesting for approval of a conditional use permit to allow 3 single family dwellings to operate as short term rentals on proposed lots 1 of 3, located northeast of Ranch Road in the Ag 20 zone. I don't know if you remember this last meeting, or maybe the one before it came in, and we did the zone change and the lot split and all that. What he's wanted to do is just put a house on the 3 different parcels that we did lot split. And which is fine, but he's wanting them to be conditional use permit and short-term rentals. And our ordinance says that you can't be within 300 feet of each other, I think it is.
No, I think it meets that, but it's also our ordinance lot allows you to only have one short-term rental. This will allow him to have 3 short-term rentals in the town of Apple Valley, because I think the 300 feet, but he's both
whatever,
yeah, both of those basically.
So he talked to the, you know, the only house around it is his house already that he owns. Yeah. And the property that you drive through sold him the land and is very understanding of what's going on, that he wants to do a short-term rental. So, yeah, he does have to have a conditional use permit, but I feel like as long as the neighbor, which is him, as well as the property owner is good with it and everyone's in agreement with it, I don't see any issues with it. I'm happy to grant it to him, but...
This is a bubbling wells area, right?
Yeah, yep.
He's got that short-term rental that's on the hill.
Oh, but it's right next to it.
Yeah.
How many other short-term rentals are out that way?
He's got the one on the hill currently. I think he has a short-term rental.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Yeah, but they're all basically greater than 300 feet, and they're not really in a subdivision or anything. So he's just asking to have more than one short-term rental in the town of Apple Valley. And I think he eventually wants to bring his kid there. He's like doing this.
Yeah, that's the goal. It's to be a family compound.
Yeah. He just
this
can't.
Is how he has to make it financially work.
No,
my only concern is that if it's short term rentals, those are all private roads out there, so that could be a bugaboo. When you start having people traveling on private roads that live there.
Well, the mayor better get those roads dedicated in time.
It's not going to get dedicated.
No, is that the one Forrest has been commenting on in our emails?
Yes, he made a couple complaints. I've talked with the applicant, the engineer. I think we got all of our ducks in a row.
Okay.
I don't think there's any problems. If there was, we wouldn't have put it on the agenda. But some people just like to complain a little bit.
All right, as long as you... Gotta make sure
everything's
clean on it.
Yeah, I think everything's good. Me and Jenna both review it. I think we have all of our back in
it. Looks these like homes they're new construction. Huh?
Yeah. Brent, they'll be all new.
And it's a higher end. It's not a little cracker box nightly rental.
Yeah, no. Everything out there is high end.
Yeah, so even that one he already has up there is really nice.
So the crowd that
is
the applicant has been very workable, made the road up to fire standards. Everything we've asked, he's done. So I think as far as access and everything goes, it's safe. But really, the only thing is he'll have 3 instead of 1, you know. Which I don't think is a big deal, but and
this is all on the same well that was discussed last time.
Yeah. I mean, it's at the end of the day, it's 4 houses on 80 acres total, or even more than that, 100 acres. So
yeah, low density.
It's what we like, right?
Density.
Yeah, super low density. So you guys don't have any problems with it or questions, then we could just make a motion. You
want
to do it?
Yeah, I'll make a motion that we approve CUP application AB1361-B, AB1361-D.
Second.
Motion second. Let's take a vote.
Aye.
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 Abstain.
Motion carries. All right, on to the minutes of June 10th, 2026, Planning Commission hearing and meeting. I looked at them. They all look good. I didn't see any issues unless you guys did. All right. Well, then I make a motion. We approve the minutes of June 10th, 2026, Planning Commission hearing and meeting.
Second.
Look at that one, the lead. Motion and second. Take a vote.
Aye.
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 Motion carries.
Motion, we adjourn.
Second.
Motion and second. Let's take a vote.
Aye.
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 Meeting adjourned.
Thank you.